Pepsi's facing a federal lawsuit that gets to the heart of the prices we pay at the grocery store. The government says Pepsi has given unfair discounts for its soft drinks to its biggest retailer, discounts it does not offer to smaller rivals. The retailer's name is redacted in public filings, but NPR's Alina Selyuk has a pretty good idea of what it is. Alina joins us in our studio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hello, hello.
What's the case the government's trying to make?
So the Federal Trade Commission alleges that Pepsi discriminates against smaller companies when it comes to how much it charges grocery chains for its stuff. A lot of the details are redacted, as you said, at least for now, but it is pretty widely understood that the large big box retailer here is Walmart, which is the largest retailer in the U.S. And to be clear, Walmart is not being accused of wrongdoing, but Pepsi is. The FTC alleges Pepsi offers promotions and special deals to Walmart that it does not offer to smaller chains, which would be, you know, including like Kroger. And that means, FTC alleges, higher prices for shoppers who buy Pepsi not at Walmart.
I mean, cheaper prices are the whole point of big wholesalers, aren't they? How can it be that they buy more, you pay less, is somehow illegal?
Yeah, it's a bit, it gets kind of interesting here. Let me walk you through it. So the law says you can definitely offer volume discounts. Like if someone buys a truckload instead of a case of soda, sure, they get a discount. But a supplier has to be able to show it is legitimately saving money in that deal. And any discounted offers should be available to everyone. Like if it's a consortium of stores and they are buying by a truckload, just like Walmart's, they should get that discount. And the FTC here alleges that Pepsi did not equally offer special promotions, that it gave preferential treatment to, well, Walmart, purely because it's biggest, it's the most important, not because Pepsi was actually saving money by doing big business at Walmart scale.
And what does Pepsi say?
That all of this is wrong on the facts and the law. The company says its practices are in line with industry norms, that it does not play favorites. I should add Walmart declined comment. And, you know, there is the whole timing element to this, given that the Trump administration is about to take over the FTC.
Which happens at noon on Monday when right. Donald Trump takes the oath of office. Is this case high on the new administration's to-do list?
So this is interesting. The Biden FTC has actually issued a whole bunch of charges and lawsuits in the past few days at the 11th hour, which the Republican commissioners say has politicized the cases. But with the Pepsi lawsuit, there's actually a little bit of a complication with this one.
And how so?
So I have to tell you a little bit of history here. So this case hinges on a law that had not been enforced for decades. It's from 1936. It's called the Robinson-Patman Act. It was enforced pretty strictly until the 80s, but then it was kind of shelved because this was the heyday of this idea that bigger companies should not be punished for being more efficient than, say, mom-and-pop shops. And the law kind of sat there dormant. But in recent years, independent grocers, pharmacies, farmers have called for stepped-up enforcement of the Robinson-Patman Act. And they have bipartisan support. In fact, the incoming FTC chairman has suggested he's open to the idea. Another Republican Trump has nominated to the FTC has written in favor of it. Still, the Pepsi case was pursued on a party line, with Republicans arguing the lawsuit was rushed out the door without enough evidence. So its future is unclear.
And NPR's Alina Selyuk, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.